Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Please, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoes.
Quests of Valeria by Daily Magic Game for 1 to 5 players, plays in 20 to 45 minutes, ages 14 and up. In Quests of Valeria, you play the role of a guildmaster recruiting and dispatching citizens to complete quests in a tavern in the capital city of Valeria to earn victory points. The player with the most victory points at the end of the game wins. Quest of Valeria is a unique set collection game where players gather citizens to fill requirements on a quest. Hire citizens from the line in the tavern that provide you with the additional actions to build combos of free actions. Scarab 2019 still going strong, and Ryan is here to talk with me about a game that he played, Quest of Valeria.
Yep.
Okay. Why don't you tell me something good about Quest of Valeria?
Wonderful art. You got to learn the symbols just like in Seven Wonders. You got to kind of learn the symbols at the bottom of the cards kind
okay.
of thing. But
okay.
Once you got that down, and there's some debate there, it's great. really enjoyed it. Had fun.
Okay.
My not so good would be twofold. One, I think it's I'm pretty sure it's a translated game from German. So there's some...
I want to say you're right.
So while fun, there's some debate on some of the rules just because of how they're translated.
Oh, gotcha.
But it's fun. And then my other would be, it's not your typical... So it's a drafting game where you're pulling in cards and then you're buying stuff with your cards. And
right,
then your
right.
cards let you accomplish quests. Normally those games build momentum. But what happens is you lose your assets as you go throughout, as you accomplish stuff.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a constant reset. So... I'd done Quest or Village of Valeria last year and really enjoyed it and bought it. And that's a momentum game where the momentum picks
right,
up as you
right,
go.
Right.
Quest of Valeria is not that way. So it's easier to catch up. If somebody gets an early lead,
okay.
they still reset after that. So,
huh? Okay.
It's a fun game.
Well, thank you for talking with me about Quest of Valeria, Ryan.
You're welcome.
All right, Scarab 2019. We're here at the booth, and I have at least one familiar face with one familiar voice with a couple other new voices, really, I think. So we have Joe.
Hello.
Kirsten.
Hi.
And Murphy.
Hello.
Or I believe it's Just Murphy is the name, right?
It's who?
Just Murphy.
Just Murphy.
Just Murphy.
Because we know 300 Daves.
Oh, okay. So they're going to talk to me. Right now we're going to talk about a game they played called Quest of Valeria.
So I own Villages of Valeria. I think I won it last year at...
probably at Scarab.
Scarab. And I even talked about it. The original I ended up winning, but I was about to order it on Amazon.
Oh.
So this is the quests.
Neat.
So instead of villages where you're actually buying buildings for your village and working up from there, here you're recruiting people and then using their abilities to then purchase as a transaction quests to play. That's how that game works.
Okay.
You know, matching either powers they can have, like red, blues, or greens.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what they were. It was little flavorful, but yeah. It didn't mean anything.
And it had little symbols that you match up with the
like
person you wanted to hire.
There might be an eagle guild for the mages, a helmet for the soldier guild, cloak and dagger for the
rogues. Yeah.
And enough of those get together to go for quest worth a certain number of victory points, along with maybe other effects that trigger when you get them.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool. So what's some good stuff we can say about Quest of Valeria?
Pretty. I mean, I don't say that lightly. It's a very pretty game.
Okay.
I thought it played pretty easily. Like, it's an easy game to learn.
Okay.
And get the hang of it really quickly.
Somebody disagrees. yeah, well, it's... And it,
like, and, like, once you know the rules, then it's pretty easy to go
and it's
ahead.
One of those games I like because... Instead of having coins for gold, the transaction costs are based on discarding cards. So the gold is actually used from your hand. So
from
it's like
hand.
Those cards in your hand, you discard to pay cost for the gold portion. That's your currency is discards in hand. If you've laid them down, they play as what's on the face, on the tableau.
Gotcha.
I didn't actually like that part. I'd rather have coins.
All right. Well, then I guess this brings us into what we thought was bad about the game.
So it... Some way it got a little confusing with like four or five people across a whole table. It's hard to read. There's so much detail,
okay.
and there's not a not super distinction between the different guilds. It wasn't obvious without looking at the helmets weren't that big across the table. And when there was a cost of like four different guild types, it's right. Like, oh, what do I have?
Okay.
It'd probably be better with like a four people group instead of a six.
A slightly smaller group.
And then the other part, this is a card game. So you had slightly different shape cards for the guilds.
Right.
And then you have, and then you're, all the cards you're playing are pretty much people. So that's who you're either bidding on, using gold to get people to help you,
right,
or playing from your hand, and there's an extra cost to play from your hand. And it had one of those mechanics, the longer it's out, the cheaper it gets kind of thing.
Oh, neat. Okay.
So it's a very common mechanic.
Right, right.
Again, hard to read. That was my other, was just that it is a card game. It's not, there's not a board as such.
Okay.
And I like card games, so I mean.
So it was great.
Yeah.
So it fit right into that.
It's a good, high-quality game.
It's a good game.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, well, thank you guys then for sitting down and talking with me about Quest of Valerian.
It was a board game reviews from the Swarmcast. If you don't like it, then come over and kick your...
Tail! Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.